U.S. equities continue to do their thing, running up to fresh record highs. A lot of this has to do with the fact that the Fed continues to expand its balance sheet. And a lot of this also has to do with the fact that global markets are favoring U.S. equities at a time when local markets are stumbling because of the uptick in the coronavirus in many countries outside of the U.S. Indonesia, Malaysia, New Zealand, Australia, India, and the list goes on. But we do think U.S. stocks should be a little bit more worried about all of this than what we've seen. And we also think that bearish reversal day in the price of oil could be another warning sign that risk markets could be on the verge of coming under a lot more pressure ahead. Of course, it also doesn't help that Goldman Sachs put out a piece highlighting the possibility for a decline of 17% in the U.S. stock market in the second half of this year. So we think virus updates are going to be important to pay attention to this week, given all that's gone on. As far as Tuesday's calendar goes, key standouts include UK mortgage approvals and consumer credit, Eurozone consumer confidence and sentiment reads, German inflation data, US Case-Shiller, US house prices, a Fed Barkin speech, ECB Lagarde appearance, and US CB consumer confidence reads. That's all for now.